Today I'd like to share the scriptures with you that are woven throughout my message today. A couple of scriptures that came to mind that fit very well, I think, with the message on worship. As you know, we are on the second week of our five-week sermon series entitled How to Be a More Fruitful Christian. And I'm basing my sermon on Robert Snaysey's book, Five Practices of Fruitful Living, which is an outstanding book to help anyone in their faith, in their walk with God, to become more fruitful. And as a visual today, I went out and bought some artificial fruit. Last week, the fresh fruit didn't last very long, so I finally got smart and realized, you know, you probably ought to use artificial fruit for this five-week series. And so let this bowl of fruit remind us that God has called us to be fruitful Christians, not just disciples, but fruitful disciples, fruitful followers of Christ. And today, you know, last week we looked at radical hospitality. Today we're looking at passionate worship and how passionate worship can help us, the practice of passionate worship can help us to be more fruitful Christians. And Jesus had a couple of things to say about worship and about loving God and so forth. And I'd like to share with you these two scriptures, one from Luke 10, verse 27, and one from Luke 18, 9 through 14. It's on the back of your bulletin, or it'll be on the screen in front of you. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And then a little later in chapter 18, he says, and he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves and rogues and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, "God, have mercy on me. Be merciful to me, a sinner." "I tell you," Jesus said, "this man went down to his home justified, rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This week I sent out an email question, and as I try to do each week, and I asked really two questions. What does worship mean to me, and why is worship important? And for the 9 o'clock service, I interviewed some of you, and I'd like to show those interviews now as these folks try to answer those two questions. Check it out.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Worship is God's. He's loving God.
Yes.
And we, there's many ways to express our love to God. Through prayer.
Right.
Singing.
Yep.
Thanking. Testimony. Obeying. Listening. These are all ways that we can express our love to God. When we come to church on Sunday, I think it's more or less a corporate worshiping, but we can do individual worshiping. God is present wherever we are. He's always around, so we can worship Him at any time, any place. Worship is just expressing our love to God for what He is, who He is, and what he is doing.
Such much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart.
together, singing and praising God, and showing our love for God. Worship is important to me and to my family so that we can all come together as one and show our love.
To me, worship is Sunday mornings. It's peaceful. It's the time to come together with people that are of like mind, to praise God, to thank God, to not have any of the worries, to try to, from the week of work or whatever you may be going through, to try to feel the presence of God and know that He's there with me, to reflect on what He's done for us during the week.
Worship to me means singing about God and dancing and having fun.
For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper.
Okay. What worship means to me is being in God's presence. Worship is just thanking Him, praising Him, giving all the glory to Him. And we can only worship Him in the degree that we know Him, because it's a matter of our heart. It's a matter of my heart. It's a matter of your heart. Worship's the expression of God's worthiness and our unworthiness. Worship is giving to God, not getting. That's what worship is to me.
Heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about you.
I want to thank those that were brave enough to go on camera and let me talk to them. And thank you so much for your answers, Bert and Kathy and Stephanie and Jenny. Thank you so much. And thank you, Joyce and Todd, for putting that together in a very beautiful thing. I just gave them the raw footage, and they took care of it and added all the other stuff. Thank you so much. What does worship mean to you? Well, I think we have to take a look at what worship has looked like throughout the history of the church. And I know I'm getting long on time here. We took a lot of time this morning, so I'm going to kind of touch on the important parts as much as possible. When you read your Bibles, you find that worship began way, way back with the Israelites. When they had a special encounter with God, they would pile up a pile of stones and erect a monument just as a memorial to what God had done. And then, of course, we know that Moses was sent to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of captivity and the oppression of slavery. Why? Because God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go so that they can worship me." God called the people out of Israel to worship Him in the wilderness. And of course, Jesus and the disciples, to fast forward, Jesus and the disciples worshiped often, regularly in the temple and in the synagogues. Worship was very, very much a part of Jesus' life and the life of the Jewish people. Evelyn Underhill, which was one of my favorite, is one of my favorite authors when I was in seminary, wrote this in her definition of worship. She says, "It's the adoring acknowledgement of all that lies beyond us. It is the response that conscious beings make to their Creator. The response to which conscious creatures make to the Creator." Rick Warren, if you'll recall from the Purpose Driven Life series, said worship is to bring God pleasure. The first purpose in the Purpose Driven Life is to bring God pleasure. I like that, because that's what we're doing. We're giving to God. We're giving back to God out of gratitude and as a response to God's love. Worship is what all those folks said in the video and so much more. And in the songs that we sang in the opening set, worship is the expression of our joy for God, expression of our love, our devotion to God, our commitment to God. It is to give thanks to God in a corporate setting where we come together as God's people in like mind with a kindred spirit to share that love and gratitude to God. It is in worship that we become open to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what moves us and draws us and woos us to worship. I'm reminded of that passage in Hebrews that says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe." Reverence and awe.